With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. In a time of continuing concern about weed resistance, corn farmers are always on the lookout for a combination of solutions to ensure they achieve the best weed control they can. Nathaniel Quinn, AMVAC Marketing Manager for corn, soybeans, and sugar beets, says retailers and farmers alike, top concerns are how to deal with herbicide-resistant weeds.
One of the big things among resistant weeds was the expressed concern of water hemp, and not only to glyphosate, but also due to that weed's early development signs of resistance to several different chemistries. Another resistant problem weed identified was giant ragweed, mare's tail, palmer, and kochia. So of all of these weeds, resistance was just top of mind.
Quinn says to battle tough-to-control weeds or resistant weeds, it's important to implement a two-pass herbicide program.
Today, about 77% of the corn acreage is treated with two-pass herbicide programs. In recommending such programs, retailers cite foremost the need to ensure effective control of resistant weeds, and most often using multiple modes of action and layered residual herbicide. The critical point is to get the chemistry on early, to have multiple effective modes of action, and be ready to have an additional shot of herbicide to control additional flushes that may present themselves.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.